bringing you live play-by-play action from Frank LaCroix Arena. This is Teller's Minor Hockey Week on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
And welcome back inside the Frank LaCroix Arena here in Fort McMurray. It's time for the penultimate matchup of Teller's Minor Hockey Week 2012. Tonight we move up to the Bantam Division, and we move up as well in quality of play-by-play broadcaster. I say that because I'm pleased to introduce our man up here at the Frank LaCroix who will handle our broadcast tonight. He's soon to be joined by the best darn color commentator in minor hockey. But Matt Williams, as you prepare for our gold medal game on Sunday, which you will be calling, I'm more than happy to throw this broadcast right on over to you. Thank you very much, sir, for stepping up and taking on my role.
Well, thank you very much, Tyler. You say move up, maybe in physical stature, because I got a couple inches on you, but maybe not so much in play-by-play calling. But I will try to match your talent up here in the booth as we join you here for Telus Minor Hockey Week in the Frank LaCroix Arena. Today, our featured matchup is the OJ Industrial Bantam Female Tigers against the BNG Engineering Grizzly. As Tyler mentioned, my name is Matt Williams, covering the play-by-play today. The man to my left here, Bruce Ferguson, doing the color. Bruce, thank you very much for joining me here today. Glad to have you back.
Hey, Matt, it's great to be here. Looking forward to another great game. You know, last night was so much fun. Just couldn't wait to do it again here tonight.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a good game as the two teams warming up right here. Our roving man in the stands, Chris Byrne, out and about today. We'll check in with him in just a few moments here as he is ready to go. So we'll throw it down to the visitor's bench for Chris Byrne.
Great when Tyler King was saying the best darn color man in sports. I was like, oh, you must be talking about me. Then I'm like, oh yeah, the Bruce Ferguson is up there. That's right. And just put everything into perspective. Down here at ice level, we're in for one heck of a game, guys.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. Your modesty is much appreciated up here throughout the broadcast.
I am the best at being modest.
Well, Bruce, we're here for another game at Frank LaCroix Arena for Telus Minor Hockey Week. And so far, the atmosphere throughout this week has just been great, seeing the kids up here competing.
Yeah, very much like a tournament atmosphere is just, it's very, very contagious. It's to see the players come into the arena. And the parent group and the support that they provide is just invaluable as well. And just really adds to the whole experience of Minor Hockey Week. You know, in 10 years from now, if you talk to these players about winning or losing, they're not going to remember, but they will remember they'll recall the fun, the camaraderie, and all the other things associated with this tournament.
Well, you talk about the parent support. It's been awesome so far this week, seeing a packed parking lot, especially today at the Frank LaCroix Arena.
Yeah, to see a packed parking lot in Fort McMurray that's not a retail outlet is just great. And, certainly here at the Frank LaCroix Arena all week, you can see that support, and not just up here in Beacon Hill, but at all of the arenas throughout town.
And it's very much important for these kids to have that support behind them, especially from their parents, from their families. A big thing for minor hockey.
Absolutely, you know, and if you have, if you're lucky enough to spend some time in a hockey rink such as I have, you can really feel and sense that support. The hockey mom support is just outstanding, and I'm sure we're going to hear a little bit of support tonight.
We see this team tonight here. Well, we've definitely got the crowd to the left and right of us here as we're at center ice, but these two teams today, the Tigers and the Grizzlies at the Bantam level. Bruce, let me dip into your hockey expertise here. At the Bantam level, what are some of the skills you're trying to emphasize for the kids out here?
Well, as you progress through the different levels, you certainly there's more emphasis put on different skills, and I think at the Bantam level, you can expect to see more positional play, more tactical play, such as perhaps on the penalty kill and the power play. So those kinds of things are going to be really honed. However, some things are never going to change. The focus on individual skill development, for instance, in a breakout scenario, if a kid can't receive a pass, you simply shouldn't be working on a breakout.
And you see that here with these two teams warming up here. What's really impressed me so far is the skating, because as a coach, that is something very tough to teach some of the kids. It's, you know, one of those things, you either got it or you really, really got to work on it.
Yeah, exactly. And for most of us, you really, really got to work on it. It's just one of those things that takes time and a lot of technique to perfect. And, you know, I don't even know, even at the midget AA, at the junior level, they're always working on their skating. At the NHL level, they generally will have a power skating instructor on staff. So you never, ever are too far advanced throughout the game to be working on your stride.
And as you see the players warming up here, just about time for puck drop up at the Frank LaCroix Arena between the OJ Industrial Bantam Female Tigers and the BNG Engineering Grizzlies. And as we get set for Telus Minor Hockey Week here today, the kids warming up here. Bruce, from your perspective as a coach, What are some of the more important factors? What are some of the effort that goes into being a coach at minor hockey?
Yeah, sure. I think first and foremost, Matt, you need to be a motivator. You need to keep the fun in the game. Once that fun level or degree is snuffed out, the effort tends to fall off and drift away. So that's, I think, first and foremost, is keep positive, keep up. Even if you're down by 4, 5, 6 goals, it's really important for a coach to be able to carry that momentum.
And as we go down to our roving man on the bench here at the home bench, Chris Byrne.
Yeah, just here with Coach Ron beside me. What's the game plan today, Coach?
Game plan is to hopefully pummel the boys so they don't ever want to play a girls' team ever again.
It seems like a fairly decent plan. This is a 2-3-1 team. This is for first place, guys. That's why I said we're in for a humdinger. Thoughts on, you know, potentially winning first and beating guys at the same time?
That'd be great. I think it'd be a huge confidence booster for these girls. Especially when we travel out of town, we're representing Fort McMurray, so I think it'd be another huge confidence booster for the girls to, you know, come out of this in first place. So, having said that,
I'm putting my money on the girls' team.
All right, thanks very much, Chris. We'll take a quick break here from the Frank LaCroix Arena. It's TELUS Minor Hockey Week here on Country 93.3.
Mary Browns knows it takes energy to keep your minor hockey players going, especially this week. Keep them at it with a great meal from Mary Browns. Delivery and drive-thru are now open until 11 every night. Mary Browns, proud supporter of minor hockey in Fort McMurray.
Hi, this is Guy Boutelier, your MLA. I'm proud to be a sponsor of Minor Hockey Week. I want to thank everyone who have volunteered in helping our kids. Make sure you play safe and have lots of fun. We have the energy, lots of kids' energy.
Winning a Stanley Cup starts here. TELUS Minor Hockey Week continues on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
TELUS Minor Hockey Week, our game just getting underway here between the OJ Industrial Bantam Female Tigers and the BNG Engineering Grizz. The guys versus the girls, Bruce, and as we see here, the tradition in TELUS Minor Hockey Week, the race around the rink.
You know, it's something that the kids all look forward to. It's a lot of fun for the parents as well. And you can just hear the crowd here at Frank LaCroix Arena. Everybody gets into it.
And as we see, I believe the winner there, I had my hand down for a second, but it looks like the Tigers, the female Tigers, number 12 for them, Brianna Goloski, ended up winning that race.
You know, Brianna took off to a real good start. She had a lead right off the start, and she was able to hold it all the way through. She can really corner through. Watch for her. A player with that kind of skill on the speed side of the game is going to be real hard to contain.
And as we see the players take the ice here at center for puck drop, just beginning the first period here, as the puck is dropped in the faceoff won by the Grizzlies as the puck comes back down into their end. They're on the right-hand side here to our broadcast right, to our broadcast left are the Tigers and their goaltender. And as the puck settles in the blue line, dumped in front of the Grizzlies goaltender, it's picked up by number 12 for the Grizzlies as he tries to clear it, but it's kept in by the Tigers. The shot deflected back up to the blue line, and as it trickles out into the neutral zone here, just under 30 seconds gone by here in the first period. And Tigers carrying it over the blue line down the left wing. That's number 15, Kyla Butch. She brings it behind the net, holds the puck, and brings it into the corner. But a nice poke check by the Grizzlies gets to the blue line, but not out as the Tigers keep it in. The shot blocked and trickles into the corner. Coming out down behind the net, number 12 for the Grizzlies, Brianna Goloski with the puck. A race winner at the beginning of the game. It's able to be kept in by the Tigers as they take possession in the corner. They bring it out front into the slot, but it's poked free. And the Grizzlies are going to clear it up to the blue line. But again, the Tigers here, relentless, keeping it in at the blue line.
Tigers are having a lot of fun in the offensive zone right now. Number 8 for the Tigers, Brianna Jones, takes a position high in the slot, has 2 scoring opportunities. Unfortunately, for her anyway, the Grizzlies were able to shut her down.
And as you see some big bodies in front of the net here, the puck settling inside the Grizzlies' blue line. Still kept in by the Tigers here. Relentless offensive attack here as they have it in the far left corner to the right of the Grizzlies' goaltender. But finally, the Grizzlies able to get it out, but cleared right back in by the Tigers. And it's an offside call here with a minute 30 gone by in the first period.
Yeah, Fiddler Bertigues was just a little bit offside there as the Tigers were on a little bit of a line change, sending the defense in, rotating players in, giving the Grizzlies an opportunity to clear. They take full advantage of it.
And as we see the faceoff inside the neutral zone, just outside the Grizzlies' blue line, as it's won by the Tigers, the puck coming back in front of their goaltender into their defensive zone. They're going to clear it out to center ice as the puck sits in front of the Tigers bench, and it's picked up by the Grizzlies down the left wing. It's Chris Keary as a shot goes wide left of the net there. A nice scoring opportunity there for Chris Karui.
Yeah, great chance for Chris. And following up on the play was Jeff George, number six for the Grizzlies in the slot area again. Stick on the ice, looking for an opportunity.
As the puck settles inside the Grizzlies zone, but it's cleared out by the Grizzlies. So we get some fresh legs coming onto the ice here at the Frank LaCroix Arena at center ice. It's picked up by number 10, Larissa Hanhart. She loses control of the puck in front of the penalty box there. They're poking away at it, trying to get control of the puck, and it's picked up by the Grizzlies. They're going to bring it into the offensive zone. A shot goes high over the net and into the corner of the boards.
Yeah, that was a real snipe over the goaltender for the Tigers. Alanis Laurent, just a great shot. Alanis was equal to the task.
As the puck settles along the sideboards, just inside the Tigers' blue line, it's sent back in by the Grizzlies, deep inside the Tigers' zone. They're fighting for the puck in the corner. As the puck is picked up by the Tigers, they carry it over the blue line. As that's number 17, Jocelyn Mellison. She has the poke free of her stick, and the puck sent down deep again into the Tigers' zone.
And you can really see the Grizzlies gaining some momentum here, getting the puck into the offensive zone, putting some pressure on the Tigers here.
Yes, here's a scoring opportunity, but number five for the Tigers. That's number five, Chris Karui again, could not handle the puck, and the Tigers break out with it, gaining some steam here through the neutral zone. It's number eight, Brianna Jones, carrying the puck into the offensive zone, splits two defenders, but loses control of the puck.
We should give a big shout-out to Brianna's grandparents back home in Newfoundland. Your granddaughter looks just outstanding here, having a great game.
And here's a shot opportunity and a goal for Brianna Jones to make it 1-0. Tigers.
Great job again by Brianna Jones. Speaking of which, she sets up camp in the slot area, stick on the ice, watching the play, keeping herself open, puts one home for the Tigers.
Oh, it looks
a little bit
like,
too early, guys.
Yeah, we got
a little bit too early. I'm closer to the ice. I seen the ref just shaking that off.
We might have to go upstairs on this one, Matt.
I think so. We got instant replay here at the Frank LaCroix Arena.
Yeah, we are upstairs.
I think we are the instant.
You also have heat up there.
That's our sideline reporter, Chris Byrne, down in the visitors' bench here for the Grizzlies, as no goal, still scoreless here at the Frank LaCroix Arena. Puck picked up inside the blue line by the Grizzlies, but a nice poke check there by the Tigers. That's number 12 for them. Brianna Goloski keeping the puck inside the offensive zone, but turns it over, and the Grizzlies able to clear it to center ice.
Yeah, great job by Brianna Goloski. She reads the play, picks up the puck, and is able to keep it into the offensive zone.
And there's Brianna Jones dumping the puck deep in for a line change there as the Tigers take possession. Side of the faceoff circle, number 15, Kyla Butts, is going to dump the puck behind the net. It's picked up by the Grizzlies, and they're going to carry it out and chip it out into the neutral zone.
Yeah, that was Tristan Mercury. Great job by Tristan for the Grizzlies, picking it up, sending it off the boards into the neutral.
And here come the Grizzlies. Over the blue line, the shot by Austin Lannan is gloved by the goaltender for the Tigers.
Yeah, Alanis Laurent had to be sharp on that. It was a great shot by Lannan.
A nice save by Laurent. Keeps this a scoreless game as we approach just about 5 minutes gone by here in the first period. The Grizzlies are going to dump it down behind the Tigers' nets. There's a race for the puck in the far right corner. It's number 11 for the Tigers. Megan Eckel fighting for the puck. She takes control and plays it off the boards. Not out, though. Kept in at the blue line for a few seconds by the Tigers, or by the Grizzlies. They're going to dump it back in as the delayed offside call gives the Tigers time to recoup.
I went to school with Megan Eckel's dad, Darren. He was quite a hockey player in his own day as well. Does a lot of good work for the Minor Hockey Association now.
And daughter taking after her father here at the Frank LaCroix Arena as the Grizzlies regroup to the right of us here behind their nets. They're going to carry it out. And a long stretch pass here right through the legs of number 7, Austin Lannan. Cannot control that puck. As the puck settles in front of the Tigers' net, the Grizzlies take possession. It's number 19, Jake Beshears, with the puck. His pass gets deflected back up to the blue line. The shot by number 10, Rodney Rafferty, just a little bit right of the net there.
Yeah, nice work by Rafferty. He steps in inside the blue line, sends a missile. Unfortunately, just goes a little bit wide, but that's the type of defensive play you're looking for from your club.
So the Grizzlies with some pressure there, but the Tigers able to get possession of the puck at center ice. It's poked free, and here come the Grizzlies again, but they lose control of the puck. And the Tigers playing it down deep to our right here. No icing as it's waved off. So the puck settles in the left corner next to the net. And the Grizzlies trying to get it up. But again, the Tigers with some pressure here on the forecheck.
Yeah, Tigers are setting up again in the offensive zone. And really nice play by number 17, Daniel Foley of the Grizzlies, recognizing that his club had an extra man on the ice. He elected to not play it, negating the too many men penalty.
So here's a shot. A couple whacks at it in front of the net. But the Grizzlies goaltender standing on his legs there, making the save.
Yeah, he's doing a real good job back there. It looks like it's Trey Laprise doing outstanding work. Real calm, confident players, square to the shooter. Nothing seems to rattle him.
Yeah, as we get an icing call here with 7 minutes gone by in the first period. So we'll take the faceoff down to our far right here. But did I even play so far in this first period? Many chances for both teams.
Yeah, certainly it appeared as though the Tigers were carrying a lot of the play, really putting a lot of pressure on the offensive zone. But the Grizzlies mounted an outstanding comeback, getting some of that momentum back on their side of the ice.
So here's the faceoff. It's won by the Grizzlies, but kept it at the blue line by number 14 for the Tigers, Laura Odland. But the puck is cleared out all the way down the ice, across center ice, and behind the Tigers' net. As they have to regroup here, it's number 9, Brooke Lacey with the puck. It's poked free back behind their own net. The Grizzlies trying to create some offensive pressure. Here is the wraparound by number 15 for the Grizzlies. Couldn't quite get a handle on that. But a good opportunity there as the Tigers able to get it to the neutral zone at center ice into the offensive zone. Number 8 again, Brianna Jones bringing it down into the corner, but poked free. And here come the Grizzlies. They're going to play it over center ice, down the ice here for a line change for the defensemen.
Nice defensive play by the Grizzlies. Get control of the puck, send it out through the neutral zone, and create the battle in the middle of the ice rather than your own zone.
And Bruce, almost a tic-tac passing play there, but could not quite handle, and the Grizzlies are going to clear the puck down the ice again. As we approach the halfway mark here at the Frank McCall Arena in the first period, here is a breakaway for Brianna Jones. Couldn't quite get a hold of the puck there, showing off her speed down the right wing.
Yeah, she's got a lot of speed. She can really skate.
And she's going to center it into the slot, but number 15, Kyla Butts, could not handle the puck. Almost got a hold of that one. And here come the Grizzlies down the left wing. It's number 8, Cole Clark. It's poke free, but he regains control at the side of the faceoff circle. Centering pass knocked away as he's going to backhand it on the net, but it's covered up by Laurent, the goaltender for the Tigers.
Nice play by number 8, Cole Clark. He wears the captaincy for the Grizzlies, really carrying a lot of the play in the offensive zone. Elects to try a centering attempt, unfortunately just not able to get through that really stingy Tiger defense.
So the faceoff to our left here, won by the Tigers. Or no, the Grizzlies are shot and the scores. Number 8, Cole Clark, I believe, got a piece of that puck and snuck it just in the left side of the net.
Not only did Cole Clark win the faceoff, he stuck with the play, gets a handle on the puck, sends a backhander, finds the back of the net, and it was just an outstanding effort. Alanis Laurent probably wanted that one back as it just got in between her and that near side post.
So Cole Clark with his first goal of the game, giving the BNG Engineering Grizzlies a 1-0 lead here in the first period.
Yeah, you know, you could really sense that the Grizzlies were coming on, spending a lot more time in the offensive zone.
And here come the Tigers into the offensive zone, down the left wing. It's number 13, Leah Friesen with the puck, carries it behind the net on the backhand. She centers it, and it's deflected and covered up by the goaltender for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, Trey Laprise had to be extremely sharp yet again on this one, as it's a great effort by the Tigers. That's a centering attempt, comes into his crease, into the blue paint. He does a real good job containing the puck, and there's no rebound on the play.
As we get some fresh legs onto the ice here at the 10-minute mark of the first period, 1-0 for the Grizzlies on the goal by Cole Clark.
You know, it was a good goal. Really important for the Grizzlies at that point.
And Laprise had to be aware there as the faceoff came right in front of him. He's able to direct it behind the net, and the Grizzlies clear it to center ice. But it's sent back in by the Tigers, trying to get some offensive pressure here as the Grizzlies carry the puck behind the net. I believe that is number 10, Rodney Rafferty, with the puck and brings it up to the blue line, chipping away at it. On the control by the Tigers. They're trying to backhand it here. And they get control of it. It's number 6, Emily Middlestand, losing control of the puck. Almost had an offensive break there, but she regains control in the corner of the boards. To our right, offensive pressure here by the Tigers. A shot from the blue line by number 18, Hannah Paul. Went wide right as the puck comes back up to the blue line. The Tigers clearing it or dumping it down behind the nets.
You know, Matt, Hannah Paul's shot on net was exactly what you look for from a defenseman. It has to be nice and low. It's a way you get a rebound or perhaps even a deflection. Nice shot by Hannah Paul.
Oh, and sometimes the coach is saying as a defenseman, you just got to throw that puck on net because it could bounce off a leg or a stick and you never know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
As 1-0 for the Grizzlies here as the Tigers control it in the offensive zone. On the left wing, along the sideboards, chipping away. We got a couple bodies in there, and the puck comes out onto the stick of the Grizzlies. They're going to take it, and they found the passing attempt, but trying to regain control of that is number 11, Les Ulm. Puck coming out to the blue line, but not out. Tigers trying to keep that in as the Grizzlies able to clear it over the blue line and out into the neutral zone. So the Tigers are going to dump that back down behind the nets.
How about that second effort by Les Ulm? Stuck with it. Fans on the first attempt, stays with it, and is able to push it out over the blue just with extra hard work.
It's that age-old adage, if you don't succeed, try again.
That's so true.
As the puck settles inside the blue line, the offensive zone for the Tigers, a shot from the blue line steered aside by Laprise. The shot there, I believe, from number 18, Hannah Paul, again showing acute senses up there from the the blue line.
And the goaltender for the Grizzlies, Trey Laprise, he's seeing a lot of rubber here. He's having a lot of action. Continues to be just outstanding in the pipes.
And icing waved off as the puck was cleared all the way down to our left, and the Tigers taking it out of their own zone. But a nice poke check there from number 11, Les Ulm, again forcing the Grizzlies to go on the offensive zone here. Down to our left in the corner of the boards. Grizzlies holding on to the puck. See a man pinching down, but a nice defensive play by the Tigers, poking the free. But then again, the Grizzlies take possession and fire it just left of the net.
Cairo, he just kept on staying with that play with the Grizzlies, creating a real bona fide scoring opportunity for his club.
That was Tristan Mercury with the chance there as the puck in the slot, but the Tigers going to pick it up and carry it out over the blue line. Down the right wing, here come the Tigers into the offensive zone. It's number 12. That's Brianna Goloski with the puck, carrying it into the corner. Centers it to Brianna Jones, shoots, and a save by Laprise.
Brianna Jones is continuing to test Laprise. Laprise is equal to the task so far.
And the Grizzlies is going to clear it down the ice to our left, and that's icing, as with a 1-0 lead for the Tigers, we go down to our man Chris Byrne on the Grizzlies bench.
I am here with Lucas Clark, the goal scorer here for the Grizzlies, and there was a little bit of question about whether you were going to go with the C for captain or K for captain. A bit of superstition, I guess. It doesn't really matter what's on your chest, right?
Yeah, well, we won our last game that I wore the K in, but I wore the C last game, and we lost 10-4, so I mean, went out there today and just retaped the C, and hopefully we could come on here and do it.
He just scores. Back up to you guys.
All right, thank you, Chris. Sometimes it's that superstition. It's that lucky sock. It's that lucky jock strap that
well,
you got to have.
Exactly. You know, and Cole, I wasn't sure if it was an initial on his chest that happened. No, he's the captain. Good job for Cole.
As down to our left with 6 minutes to go in the first period, Grizzlies mounting some pressure, but the Tigers, a nice defensive play on the poke check there, clearing it out to center ice. And here's Brianna Jones picking up the puck down the left wing, trying to spring two defenders, but a poke check there by number two of the Grizzlies.
Yeah, Jacob Park looked like he came back. Really, anytime Brianna Jones gets control of the puck, it's potentially a scoring opportunity. Great job by Jacob Park to get back and break that up.
And so here come the Grizzlies, a nice dump and chase by Jake Vashiers here as they try to mount some offensive pressure along the sideboards. A shot right into the chest of Laurent, the goaltender for the Tigers, making another impressive save here in the first period.
Yeah, Alanis Laurent had to be again sharp on that. There was a lot of traffic in front of her. That shot's coming in. She makes the stop, and most importantly, I think, in that situation, she hangs on to the rebound. Great job by Alanis.
And a face-off to our left here with 5:30 to go in the first period. We'll take a quick break here. It's TELUS Minor Hockey Week at the Frank LaCroix Arena on Country 93.3.
Save big on clearance items like doors and Home Hardware's inventory clearance sale in preparation for their new store. Home Hardware reminds you to play safe and have fun this Minor Hockey Week. Home Hardware, a proud supporter of Minor Hockey in Fort McMurray. Mary Browns knows it takes energy to keep your minor hockey players going, especially this week. Keep them at it with a great meal from Mary Browns. Delivery and drive-thru are now open until 11 every night. Mary Browns, proud supporter of minor hockey in Fort McMurray.
Hi, this is Guy Boutelier, your MLA. I'm proud to be a sponsor of Minor Hockey Week. I want to thank everyone who have volunteered in helping our kids. Make sure you play safe and have lots of fun. We have the energy, lots of kids' energy.
Country 93.3 weather clear tonight, low of minus 25. Tomorrow going to be sunny and a high minus 19. Then Saturday, cloudy chance of snow, high minus 16.
Live from Frank LaCroix Arena, TELUS Minor Hockey Week continues on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
Thing for the Tigers here in the first period as a shot there by the Grizzlies is steered aside by Laurent, the goaltender for the Tigers here. And again, pressing the shot from number six, Jeff George, steered aside by Laurent.
Nice work by Jeff George in the offensive zone, sees an opportunity, just not able to get that puck to the back of the net.
As the Grizzlies with the puck behind that, they center it into the slot, but it deflects back up to the blue line, dumped back in by number 17, Daniel Foley, as he heads to the bench for a change and a shot there by the Grizzlies, wide, just inches from that net.
You know, nice play by Daniel Foley, shows a lot of discipline as well, changing up on the play after he gets the puck in deep.
And that's impressive with some of these kids his age. You see the discipline out there, especially for the defensemen.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the way they hold the blue line and the strategy that goes in, good positional play.
As the Grizzlies pressing in the offensive zone here, 3:30 to go in the first period, 1-0 for the Grizzlies. And here are the Tigers clearing it out over the blue line. And trying to break out with the puck down the left wing, couldn't quite get a handle of that. number 17, Jocelyn Melanson. She's going to dump it into the offensive zone and for a line change.
Yeah, and the Grizzlies defense do a real good job back-checking, breaking up that play by the Tigers, and that's exactly how they're going to have to work to shut this very potent Tigers offensive squad down here tonight.
As the Tigers, again, pressing in the offensive zone in the corner, they're going to try and center it, but it's poked free, and the Grizzlies clear it to the blue line and out, and it's a foot race for the puck. And I think that was won by the Tigers there. Able to push it back over the Grizzlies' blue line. Back over to center as the Grizzlies break out here. Get control of the puck and down the right wing. The shot right into the glove of Laurent. I believe that was number 19, Jake Vashiers, with a shot for the Grizzlies.
Big shot by Jake Vashiers. Comes in on the right wing and sends a real hard wrist shot. Nice stop by Alanis Laurent.
As the Tigers carrying the puck, here comes Brianna Jones across center ice and gets tripped up with their teammate and turns the puck over as the Grizzlies are going to take it in front of their own bench. A nice dangle there by, I believe, again, that's Vashiers with the puck. Shoots it wide left of the net.
Vashiers has a very dangerous shot. He can shoot from anywhere on the ice, and if it's on net, it's got a chance to go in.
As the puck settling in at center ice, it's taken by the Tigers. They're going to bring it into the offensive zone and down the left wing. Dumps it down behind the Grizzlies' net. It settles, and it's picked up again by the Grizzlies. But a poke check there from the Tigers keeps this drive alive on the offensive zone. Trying to chip it out. It comes to the blue line and taken by the Grizzlies. Across center ice, they flip the pass up there to Chris Kaori. He shoots and goes off the shoulder of Laurent. Nice position there by the goaltender and a nice chance for Kaori.
Great job by the Grizzlies bringing it in on the left wing this time, testing Alanis Laurent. Laurent again makes the big stop.
And here are the Tigers at center ice bringing it down the right wing. It's number 6, Emily Mittelstand, has the puck poked off of her stick. And the Grizzlies gain control. They're going to bring it out of their own zone, but not quite out, as it's kept in by number 9, Brooke Lacey, and pushed behind the Grizzlies' net into the corner.
Nice work by the speedy defenseman. Number 4, Jacob Park, picks up the puck for the Grizzlies behind the net and streaks up the side. Tigers shut him down, keep it in the offensive zone.
And here are the Grizzlies bringing it across the blue line and out. So they jump out 3-on-2 here, but they're going to dump it down behind the Tigers' net. It bounces in front of Laurent, and she acutely covers up that puck. Great awareness by the Tigers goaltender.
Yeah, for Alanis, she definitely had to stay with the puck on that play. It appears as though it might be going behind the net. It pops out in front. She does the wise thing and shuts down that play. But great work by the Grizzlies forecheck. They're in on the play immediately. If there was a chance to get a shot, that thing was going to the back of the net.
I see both these teams applying pressure on that forecheck for some extended stays in the offensive zone as the Tigers win the faceoff in the far corner. They're going to clear it out into the neutral zone, but it's intercepted by number 17, Daniel Foley. He's going to dump it back down into the ice or behind the Tigers' net.
Nice work by Foley because that puck was headed for Hanhart and she would have been down on a breakaway.
And here are the Tigers playing it right down the ice in front of the Grizzlies' zone. It turns it over and it shoots and scores. Ties it up at 1. Number 17, Jocelyn Melanson, with her first goal of the game.
Well, there's that forecheck that we talked about, and this time the Tigers are able to capitalize on a Grizzlies defensive error as they tried to go D-to-D in the slot area late in the period, and it's a heartbreaker for the Grizzlies.
And after that first no goal of the game, I'm just double-checking with the ref here. It is a goal, so it is tied up at 1. A bit of a bouncing puck, but nice hand-eye coordination there to pot that goal.
Yeah, it's ruled a good hockey goal, I think is the term that they use.
I think so, a good Geno.
the Geno. Excellent.
As we end the first period here, it is running time and a 1-1 tie between these two teams, the Tigers and the Grizzlies. Both goaltenders getting tested in that first period there quite a bit.
I'd have to agree with you. I think Trey Laprise probably seen some more shots than Laurent at the other end for the Tigers, but wow, both goaltenders just doing an outstanding job controlling the rebounds. They're square to the shooter. It's tough to get a puck by either of them in the net tonight.
All right, well, with the first period over here, second period just minutes away, we'll take a quick break here from the Frank Lacroix Arena. It's TELUS Minor Hockey Week on Country 93.3.
Mary Browns knows it takes energy to keep your minor hockey players going, especially this week. Keep them at it with a great meal from Mary Browns. Delivery and drive-thru are now open until 11 every night. Mary Browns, proud supporter of minor hockey in Fort McMurray.
Hi, this is Guy Boutelier, your MLA. I'm proud to be a sponsor of Minor Hockey Week. I want to thank everyone who have volunteered in helping our kids. Make sure you play safe and have lots of fun. We have the energy, lots of kids' energy.
Bringing you live play-by-play action from Frank Lacroix Arena, this is TELUS Minor Hockey Week on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
Chris.
Matt Williams back here at the Country 93.3. Telus Minor Hockey Week here as we go down to the Tigers bench to our man in the stands, Chris Burke.
We are behind the Tigers bench. I'm here with Coach Jody Butts. What do we tell the team, you know, going into the second period?
A little bit more puck pursuit and confidence with the puck. And then, you know, our efforts there tonight. And if we just follow the puck a little bit more on the shot, and we'll be okay here.
And tied things up with 10 seconds left. How big is that going into the first intermission?
Yeah, that's a huge goal. We just got to get this next goal here. Usually we play a more consistent game, and the third period usually becomes ours, but we got to get there and be there closer in the third. So,
good luck, Coach. They get stronger as the game goes on. Back up to you guys.
All right, thanks, Chris. As the Grizzlies had a shot in their way, and another shot from the slot by number 8, Cole Clark. And it's covered up. Well, that's Lucas Clark. Pardon me. Number swap here. That's Lucas Clark with a shot and saved by Laurent.
Yeah, great job by Clark. I'm just going to go with the last name on this one. And Laurent, again, had to be sharp as that one was coming from deep in the corner. Any cheating off of that near post, that puck was going to the back of the net.
And you know what, Telus Minor Hockey Week in full swing. Life kind of gets in the way, but I understand there's a birthday out there on the Tigers today. Leah Friesen, number 13, celebrating her birthday today.
Yeah, happy birthday, Leah. You're 14 today, wearing number 13, having a great game.
And here's a shot from the blue line and scores. Number 10, Rodney Rafferty with the goal for the Grizzlies.
Well, again, it generates at the faceoff. Matt comes back to the point, and Rafferty makes no mistake in sending that one to the back of the net.
A seeing-eye wrist shot there from Rodney Rafferty makes it a 2-1 lead here for the BNG Engineering Grizzlies over the OJ Industrial Bantam Female Tigers here. Telus Minor Hockey Week on Country 93.3, the faceoff at center ice.
And speaking of seeing eye, there was a lot of traffic in front of Alanis. I wouldn't be at all surprised if that was somewhat screened. It didn't look like it hit a deflection, but either way, it finds its way to the back.
And we've seen Laurent make plenty of amazing saves so far today. And sometimes as a goaltender, it's tough when you've got all that traffic in front of you. So here come the Tigers trying to reply and respond, but a shot goes over the net. It's going to come along the sideboards and picked up by number 5. That's Chris Kaori, but kept in by the Tigers. Again, finally cleared out by the Grizzlies over center ice and down into the Tigers zone. On the offensive charge are the Grizzlies here, but the puck picked up by the Tigers.
Good puck pursuit by the Grizzlies. That's number 6 again. Jeff George, a real forechecking specialist.
And it's cleared down the ice for icing with 2 minutes and 30 seconds gone by here in the second period. A 2-1 lead for the Grizzlies over the Tigers.
You know, this game has not settled down at all. Sometimes in a game you'll see the play maybe slow down as the teams maybe get comfortable with one another. It just isn't the case here. Both clubs are putting it on the line going for 2 points.
You know, Bruce, for guys like us, if you were to put us on the ice, I think we could maintain this energy for 5, maybe 6 minutes. It looks like they're going to try and maintain this energy for 60 full minutes.
Yeah, exactly. At 5 or 6 minutes, I'd call you a show-off. I
can't. We'd have an ambulance on standby.
Yeah, exactly.
As the Tigers pressing here deep in the offensive zone, carrying it behind the net is number 17, Jocelyn Melanson, fighting for the puck behind the net. But the Grizzlies come out with it. It's number 19, Jake Vashiers, with the puck.
I'm a big fan of Jake Vashiers. He has a great wrist shot, you know, and we talked about it earlier, Matt. If he puts that on net, it's such a heavy, hard shot, it has a chance to find the twine.
And with a 2-1 lead, here we go down to the Grizzlies bench, where our man in the stands, Chris Byrne.
Yeah, we're definitely down here with Rodney Rafferty, the goal scorer for the Grizzlies. Congratulations, sir. What were you seeing out there? What was your shot?
Well, I just seen the goalie's arm kind of go up, and I shot the puck. And, like, I had my head down at the time, but when I looked up, I just seen it go in the net. So.
Like a sniper. Back up to you.
Thanks, Chris. You know, it's that sense you got to have as a sniper. You can kind of look down, gather yourself, and then fire it past the goaltender as we get an offensive face-off here on the right-hand side of the rink, deep in the Tigers' zone. As it's won by the Tigers, they're going to carry out down the right wing, and here again comes Brianna Jones down the right wing with the puck, carrying it behind the net, showing off some of that speed. She holds it into the face-off circle, poked up to the blue line. The shot deflected in front of the goaltender. That's Haley Kluche with the shot for the Tigers. As the puck is going to settle in the right corner of the boards here, deep in the Grizzlies zone. Vashiers bashing at the puck. It's going to come around to the left corner where it's picked up by the Tigers. Brianna Jones playing it behind the net for number 12, Brianna Goloski. Loses control of the puck and it's picked up by the Tigers, but Goloski, hard on the poke check there, is able to regain control as Brianna Jones centers it through the slot and goes right through.
Yeah, Brianna Jones, again, just showing that offensive presence that she has. She's one of these players when she's out there, she makes everybody else just a little bit better. She reads the ice so well and is great at setting up plays.
And here are the Grizzlies with the puck just inside their own blue line, carrying it over center ice, playing it off the boards. No icing as it's waved off. So here's Vashears with the puck behind the Tigers' net. He holds, switches direction, is going to hold the puck. Backhanded into the slot, but it bounces a couple times. Finally, a shot. And steered aside by Laurent. That's Austin Lannan with a shot for the Grizzlies.
Austin Lannan is having a great shift. He found some open ice, sets up camp in the slot area, gets a great scoring opportunity, but a nice save by Laurent.
And there's Lannan backhanding the puck out of his own zone to center ice. For number 10, Rodney Rafferty is going to play it behind the net. Rafferty already with one goal here today. He's the Grizzlies playing it high, deep into the right corner of the offensive zone. It cleared up to the blue line for Rafferty. He's going to hold it into the faceoff circle. Backhanded into the slot. The shot deflected wide of the net. Austin Lannan with another chance there for the Grizzlies. It comes up to the blue line for Rafferty. He plays it into the slot, but the Tigers pick it up. Try to clear it out, and they do. And it gets to center ice.
Great job by the Grizzlies holding the offensive zone, sustaining some pressure. And again, Austin Lannan was key in that whole effort.
And here are the Grizzlies with the puck. A nice poke check, though, by Leah Friesen, the birthday girl, fighting for the puck along the side of the boards, but it's chipped out to center ice and all the way down into the Tigers' zone.
Yeah, the birthday girl had a good opportunity there. She's battling hard, but she's it looked like it was Vashness is able to get control of the puck and send it down the ice.
And so here are the Tigers at center ice. With the puck, they're going to play it, and it's chipped away, but regaining control with the puck down the left wing into the offensive zone is number 11 for the Tigers, Megan Eckel. She's knocked into the boards, but settles it behind the net. The Tigers playing it to the far side boards. However, the Grizzlies pick it up and play to center ice. A stretch pass there for Vashears just off of his stick into the Tigers zone, but he's able to hustle down after that puck, gain control of it, shoots it, and it's off a Tiger. Off of Morgan McDougal's cage. That's why you wear cages here
nice,
at Minor Hockey.
Nice play by Morgan McDougal as well. She broke up that stretch pass opportunity, gets back in front of her net, and blocks a shot high up into the chin area.
So here's the Grizzlies trying to center the puck. It gets sent down behind the Tigers' net. Tigers clearing it up to the blue line and out to center ice just behind Brianna Jones as the Grizzlies are going to chip that puck back into the offensive zone. However, cleared by the Tigers and Brianna Jones again carrying it into the offensive zone down the left wing, holding off one defender who loses his stick. So Brianna Jones maintaining possession, centers it, the one-timer scores! Tic-tac-toe play there, and I believe that was number 12, Brianna Goloski, with the goal for the Tigers.
Yeah, Goloski's going to get the goal, but what about the play of Jones? She picks up the puck into the wing area, comes to the half boards, gets it over to Kayla Butts. Kayla Butts tips it over to the goal scorer. Just an outstanding effort by all three of those young ladies.
And Bruce, as a coach, he draws some of those plays up, but it couldn't get much prettier than that right there.
No, I haven't even seen it work that good when I play Nintendo with my kids.
Oh, Nintendo for you, maybe a Nintendo 64 for myself. Here, as the Grizzlies are going to pick up the puck and backhand it down deep into the Tigers' zone. Tie game here, 2-2 between the OJ Industrial Bantam Female Tigers and the BNG Engineering Grizzly here. Approaching that halfway mark here in the second period, as behind the net, it's Brooke Lacey with the puck in her own zone, clearing it out to Brianna Jones at center ice. It's a two-on-one here as she picks up steam, plays it to her player, Brianna Goloski, with the shot, the rebound wide of the net. A great opportunity there for Brianna Jones along with Goloski.
Goloski gets the puck in, but again, it's the goaltender, Laprise, who's making the big save. The rebound comes to Jones. She's not able to convert.
And here's Goloski with a diving effort with a shot on net, but again, Laprise covering up that puck.
You know, Matt, we talked about it earlier, the importance of momentum and just that fun factor. You can certainly see when a team just gets a little bit of a taste of that, they're almost unstoppable, and I think that's the case right now with the Tigers. They're riding some momentum here and really pressing the play.
And as we can see that here in the faceoff in the offensive zone for the Tigers, they get a shot, but it's picked up by the Grizzlies. They're going to wrap it around the boards, but it's kept in again by number 7, Haley Kluche, shooting it on net, but blocked away there by the blocker of Laprise. But the puck loose in the slot, the backhand, it's blocked there, I believe, dangled around a little bit, and the shot again from the blue line blocked, and here come the Grizzlies. A 3-on-2 into the slot for number 5, Chris Kaori, but Karuri, but he lost control of the puck. But here's the rebound and a shot wide of the net.
Yeah, for Chris Karuri, just not able to hang on to that. And he had the defender beat. Unfortunately, puck dribbles off of his stick.
Yeah, Lucas Clark with another chance there for the Grizzlies, but that went wide of the net, and the puck settles into the right corner of the Tigers' zone. It's kept out, or played out by the Tigers, finally across the blue line, and it's picked up again by the Tigers as we go down to our man in the stands, Chris Byrne, on the Tigers bench.
I am definitely on the Tigers bench. I'm here with a goal scorer and almost an assist in the same shift, Brianna Goloski. What were we thinking on that goal?
I don't know. I guess, well, we can beat these people. We've beaten them before, so we can do it.
So there you go. The confidence is definitely on this bench.
And Chris,
up to you guys.
That's the confidence you want to see from a team there, Bruce and Chris.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? And it's so great to hear. You can just hear the enthusiasm in the players' voices each and every time you have a moment to chat with them on the bench.
And here are the Tigers trying to clear it out across the blue line, down center ice. Icing signaled, but they're able to get to the puck first, and the shot by Morgan McDougall went wide of the net. They're chipping away at it, and the goaltender Laprise covers up the puck.
I'm a big fan of Trey Laprise. Does, again, another outstanding job recognizing his team is in a little bit of trouble as the Tigers are pressing offensively. Elects to jump on the puck, slow things down, and get that all-important faceoff.
And so we get a faceoff here with just under 9 minutes to go here in the second period. We'll take a quick break from the Frank LaCroix Arena. It's TELUS Minor Hockey Week here on Country 93.3.
Save big on clearance items like doors and Home Hardware's inventory clearance sale in preparation for their new store. Home Hardware reminds you to play safe and have fun this Minor Hockey Week. Home Hardware, a proud supporter of Minor Hockey in Fort McMurray. Mary Brown's knows it takes energy to keep your minor hockey players going, especially this week. Keep them at it with a great meal from Mary Brown's. Delivery and drive-thru are now open until 11 every night. Mary Brown's, proud supporter of minor hockey in Fort McMurray.
Winning a Stanley Cup starts here. TELUS Minor Hockey Week continues on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
It's Matt Williams and Bruce Ferguson here back at the Frank LaCroix Arena as we're 8 minutes to go in the second period, a 2-2 tie game between the Tigers and the Grizzlies. And Bruce, we're in for a pretty good finish
We're in for a great game. You know, I just seen Alanis's dad, Stan Laurent, go by. Alanis's older brothers both play hockey as well. Shea is currently playing junior A hockey in BC, played a couple of years with the Barons, an outstanding defenseman, played all of his minor hockey here in Fort McMurray. And his younger brother, Nick, played for the Midget AA last year. And another one, if you ever get a chance to talk to Nick, he's quite a character, a lot of fun, and I hope he's here tonight.
Well, that's what you love about minor hockey. You get that family affair. You get cousins
Absolutely.
Playing the same, brothers and sisters. As another shot by the Grizzlies here, covered up by Laurent. Earlier, before that whistle, we had another shot there from the left faceoff circle that just trickled by the net, so the Grizzlies pressing on the offensive side.
Yeah, Alanis had to be extremely sharp. She's making her dad proud here tonight.
As the faceoff won again by the Grizzlies, at the blue line, the shot by Rodney Rafferty trickles the little left of the net, and there's Laurent again to cover up the puck.
And how about the play of Rafferty? He's right there. He's got a stick on the ice looking for that opportunity. Unfortunately, the angle just wasn't there. He wasn't able to convert on the chance, but you're absolutely right. Alanis Laurent had to be sharp, and she was tested yet again here.
It's a family affair when Bruce is up there because he knows just about everyone.
Small town.
Yeah, we joke and say mafia, but Bruce knows everybody here in this town, and definitely some good connections here and a wealth of knowledge. Making him blush to my left here as we've got 6:30 to go in the second period. In the right-hand corner, it's number 14, Tristan Mercury with the puck, but it's poked free by the Tigers over to Brianna Jones across the blue line and to center ice. She's going to carry the puck down the left wing here, gaining speed into the corner, stops, holds the puck, and centers it, but Laprise able to steer that aside. As the puck again bounces in front of the net there, another centering attempt up at the blue line. The shot goes wide of the net.
How about that shot by Hannah Paul? She sends that one over the pipe from the blue line. Just a great wrist shot.
Well, Paul with a great chance here as the Grizzlies pin deep into their own zone. And the puck again poked free. Here's the Tigers. Brianna Jones with the shot. It's blocked in front. Chipping away at that puck. The Grizzlies get to the blue line, but not out. Again, Hannah Paul with a shot. It's blocked. A couple Tigers in for the puck, but the Grizzlies come out with it across center ice. They're going to spring. Number 19, Vashiers. He's knocked off the puck there, and it's loose in the corner, and the Tigers are going to come out with this.
Yeah, well, Vashiers is another one of these guys, extremely dangerous anytime he has the puck.
And here's a 2-on-1. The Tigers trying to find the pass across there. Micah Fiedler-Berteig with a chance there. Butt pokes aside, and it's going to set along the sideboards there. The Grizzlies chipping away the puck along with the Tigers, and the Grizzlies come out with the puck.
Jacob Park, defenseman number four for the Grizzly. Wow, just has a lot of speed, a lot of determination back there. Comes up with the puck, is able to break up the play.
Yeah, as the puck comes all the way down into the Tigers' zone, they're going to try and clear that out. But there's Vashiers causing a little bit of a ruckus along the sideboards, trying to gain possession of that puck.
Yeah, and he's being watched real closely by Hannah Paul. She's not giving him any ice at all.
And at the blue line, there's Park with a shot. And lost control of that one, but it's again picked up by Vashiers. He shoots. It's deflected just right of the net. And the puck bouncing in the slot here, trying to gain control of it. But the Tigers able to poke check it to the blue line and carrying it out finally and down the left wing. It is number 11, Megan Echo, with the puck. It's poked back out in the neutral zone, but cleared and dumped smartly down behind the net by Brianna Goloski.
Yeah, great job by Brianna Goloski. Get it down deep. Get the forecheck in motion.
As here are the Grizzlies at center ice, backhanding the puck into the offensive zone. To the right of us, Laurent watching intently the goaltender for the Tigers. In the corner, Goloski trying to clear that puck. It comes up to the blue line. Park wristing it, goes right of the net, but bounces into the left-hand corner. Number 15, Cole Blackburn. But it's poked free, and here come the Tigers. They're going to come out to center ice and dump back in by the Grizzlies behind the net. 4 minutes to go here in the second period. Tie game 2-2 between the Tigers and the Grizzlies.
Outstanding effort by the Grizzlies. Number 15, Cole Blackburn, gets an opportunity. He makes no mistake. He makes good on it. Just, unfortunately, he's a little bit wide of the net on that shot.
And here are the Tigers with a chance. Shooting the puck, and it goes wide right into the corner, so they're going to fight for this here. It comes back, another centering attempt. They're hacking away at that puck, but the Grizzlies come out with it, and here comes a chance down the left wing. Number six, it's Jeff George with the puck, holding on, backhands, and it gets blocked and deflects wide of the net.
Nice play by Jeff George, hangs on to the puck, shows great patience, gets it to the backhand, unfortunately not able to get it through to Laurent.
As the Grizzlies dump the puck back down in, we have an icing call with just over 3 minutes to go here in the second period.
Larissa Hanhart is another player for the Tigers. Matt is just having an outstanding game defensively. She's really solid on her side of the blue line and doesn't make a whole lot of mistakes, giving the Tigers every chance to get control of that puck.
And the Tigers are trying to vie for control here as we go down to our men in the stands here on the Tigers bench.
I am here with a very tired after finishing her shift, Morgan McDougal. How's it going? She's got family that's listening down in Texas. Do you want to say anything to them?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to my grandma. Hope you're doing good in Texas, and have fun.
There we go. And thoughts on the game so far?
It's pretty good. We're going to try to win by a lot. Yeah. See ya, Granny.
We'll let you get some water. Take a rest. Back up to you guys.
I like that confidence. Thank you, Chris. And that confidence and the shout-out to the family and to all the families listening in here on Country 93.3. It is a tie game. 2 minutes to go here in the second period. 2-2 between these two teams as the Grizzlies with the puck in their own zone. Clearing it up to the blue line, but kept in. Out, but lost control of the puck. And here come the Grizzlies. Number nine, Cole Clark. And here come the Tigers into the slides. Brianna Jones with a shot over the net.
You know, we were talking about skating in strides and perfecting the stride. Just watch number eight, Brianna Jones, and that's exactly what we should be trying to do. What a skater.
And just inches away from making it a 3-2 game, still tied as she again picks up the puck in the offensive zone, shoots. It goes wide again of the net. Along the sideboards, the Tigers playing it down into the corner. It's poked up onto the stick of Lucas Clark, and he's going to play it high across center ice and down the right wing. It's picked up. It's a 2-on-1 here. The Grizzlies centering it into the slot and just bounces over the stick of Chris Karui.
Nice play again by Jeff George, and he just stays with the puck. He's offensively, he's looking for opportunities. He recognizes this is a very tightly close game, 2-2 late in the second period. And, you know, the next goal, I think, for either team is going to be absolutely huge.
No, and Bruce, you can see that anticipation there. There's a little bit of a scrum in front of the Tigers' net. But, again, Laurent, the goaltender for the Tigers, calmly covering up the puck and getting a faceoff.
Yeah, unfazed by all that activity in front of her. She remains in the blue paint, lets it all settle down. Here's the puck. Let's drop it and get on with it.
As the faceoff to our right, Grizzlies with the offensive win at the blue line. The shot is going to go through the slot, trickles, and it deflects a couple of times, but comes out into the left-hand corner with 50 seconds to go here in the second period. With the puck, they're going to center it up to the blue line and dump it down to the left corner. Fighting for the puck and coming up with it on her stick is Emily Middlestan. and passes it up to the blue end, but kept in by the Grizzlies along the sideboards into the slot for Lucas Clark. He takes a little bit of a tumble and loses control of the puck, so here come the Tigers. At center ice, it's number 17, Jocelyn Mellison, carrying it over the blue line into the offensive zone. Lost control of that puck, and it's picked up by Jacob Hart.
Yeah, nice play by Melanson. She picks up the puck high near the blue line, carries it out through the neutral zone, and is able to set up in the offensive zone for the Tigers.
Yeah, and here's the Tigers carrying it. A shot, and it's saved by Laprise. And the Grizzlies is going to pick it up and carrying it down the left into the offensive zone. It's going to trickle all the way down into the corner with both teams chasing after that puck and coming out with it. But we run out of time in the second period here. A 2-2 game as you hear that buzzer go. Both teams trying to get that go-ahead goal here, but both goaltenders keeping them in it.
Isn't that the truth? It's been a goaltenders duo here as both teams are able to register a lot of quality scoring opportunities. The Tendies are doing what they need to do. That's what they showed up for, and they're doing an outstanding job here tonight on both ends of the ice.
And again, it is a 2-2 game here. The team's taking a little bit of a break. We'll take a break up here in the booth, and it's TELUS Minor Hockey Week here on Country 93.3.
Save big on clearance items like doors and Home Hardware's inventory clearance sale in preparation for their new store. Home Hardware reminds you to play safe and have fun this Minor Hockey Week. Home Hardware, a proud supporter of Minor Hockey in Fort McMurray. Mary Brown's knows it takes energy to keep your Minor Hockey players going, especially this week. Keep them at it with a great meal from Mary Brown's. Delivery and drive-thru are now open until 11 every night. Mary Brown's, proud supporter of Minor Hockey in Fort McMurray.
Country 93.3 weather clear tonight, low of minus 25. Tomorrow going to be sunny and a high minus 19. Then Saturday, cloudy chance of snow, high minus 16.
CJOK Fort McMurray. Become a music advisor today and pick the songs you want to hear.
Register now at country933.com.
Live from Frank LaCroix Arena, TELUS Minor Hockey Week continues on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
It's Matt Williams and Bruce Ferguson back here at the Frank LaCroix Arena as both teams still taking a break here through two periods of play. A tie game at 2-2. Both these teams are really fighting for that next goal here, Bruce.
You know, Matt, you're absolutely right. You know, when you're loading up your equipment in the car and mom and dad and maybe a brother and sister are coming up here to the arena to watch the game, this is exactly what you're hoping to see. Such a tightly played game. The sportsmanship is so impressive. 2-2 after two periods. This game can go either way. Again, that's why you leave the house when it's 25 below to go to the rink.
And so we get set for the face-off here at center ice to begin the third period. A reminder that if you are listening to tonight's game and would like a copy of the game, you can go to our sports page at mymcmurray.com and download the podcast about 24 hours after the conclusion of this one. And it's going to be a good conclusion as it is a tie game 2-2 here in the third period as the puck settling at center ice, fighting for it, and the Tigers are going to come out with it down the right wing. They backhand it, but it's poked off there of the stick of number 3, Morgan McDougal. And cleared to center ice by the Grizzlies, but again, picked up. Number 14, Laura Odlin with the puck. It's poked off her stick back to center ice, and the Tigers are just going to dump it down into the offensive zone to regain some steam here. And a nice interception here by number 3, again, Morgan McDougal, getting it to the sideboards. Both teams in there fighting for the puck, poking away.
You know, Matt, and that's a smart play by the Tigers, recognizing that there's a chance in the neutral zone, dumping it in, get that forecheck to go to work. This time it was Morgan McDougal, goes in, blocks the clearing attempt by the Grizzlies.
Yeah, and the Grizzlies coming out with the puck at center ice. It's a one-on-one into the offensive zone. Carrying it is Vashears around one defender, waits, backhands, and a save by Loren, getting her toe out to keep this a tie game.
And Loren's dad, Stan, is smiling real big here right now as Alanis absolutely had to be stellar to stop one of the more prolific goal scorers for the Grizzlies. I believe it was Vashners had the puck.
Vacheries with a nice move there on his backhand, but keeping this a 2-2 game is Laurent with just under a minute 30 gone by here in the third period. As we send it down to our man in the stands here on the Grizzlies bench, Chris Byrne.
Yeah, I'm here with Coach Jeff T. George. What's the game plan going to the third period?
Well, the girls are fast, so we're just going to try to keep dumping it and play all the game in their zone.
Well, all the game in the zone really works when you guys are on the power play. Good luck, Coach. Back with you guys.
Thank you very much, Chris. With 2 minutes gone by here in the third, the Tigers with possession in their own end. They're going to hold the puck and play it into the neutral zone, but again sent back in by number 7, Austin Lannan for the Grizzlies behind the Tigers' net.
Yeah, and the Tigers find themselves down a man now as it's McDougal is going to sit for 3 minutes or less.
And here are the Grizzlies on the power play. having the puck in the corner, but poked away by the Tigers. And it looks like we're going to get an equalizing penalty here coming up to the Grizzlies.
Yeah, it was a hooking or a holding play, and it was a, you know, it was a great play by Kelsey Campbell. She really drew that penalty, kept her feet moving. The Grizzly player had no choice but to get out the old hook and haul her down.
So I believe that is number 19, Jake Vacherese, into the penalty box for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, it's really tough for Vacherese. He's been having such an outstanding game. But again, when Kelsey Campbell got control of the puck and started the move, he felt himself, he had to take her down.
And here are the Tigers with some 4-4 hockey with a shot on net by Emily Mittelstamp, but steered aside by Laprise.
Yeah, Laprise has been outstanding for the Grizzlies all night, hasn't he, Matt?
He has. He has, along with Laurent, kind of a goalie duo here.
Yeah, definitely.
As at center ice, here are the Grizzlies with the puck. It's number 5, Chris Karui with the puck. Loses control of it, trying to fight for that, but it comes onto the stick of the Tigers. And they're going to carry it into the neutral zone. A long pass over the stick of Jocelyn Melanson, and they're going to go for a line change here.
How about that compete level from number 5, Chris Karui? Never gives up. He's always on the puck and always chasing it. Good pursuit.
And here's a shot by the Grizzlies. Left of the net and covered up by Laurent. That was Austin Lannan with a shot again.
You know, Austin Lannan has been another real go-to guy for the Grizzlies. Every time he has the puck, he generally hits the net. He makes a lot of good things happen. And he follows the play very well, looking for rebound opportunities.
As he did there, but Laurent said no, covering up the puck there. So we get a face-off, and it's won by the Grizzlies up to the blue line. The shot by Park is blocked and picked up by the Tigers. They're going to carry it into the neutral zone, across center ice, and down the right wing. It's Haley Kluche with the puck. She shoots, and a save by Laprise.
Great shot by Haley. She dances in over the blue line, hangs onto the puck into the slot area. Makes no mistake. However, Laprise is equal to the task.
As the Grizzlies able to clear it off the boards, down the ice, and this will be icing. Just about 5 minutes gone by here in the third period.
Yeah, I think it was Jacob Park. He's number 4 for the Grizzlies. Thought they were shorthanded because they do have a man in the penalty box, but it is offsetting, or they're rather coincidental penalties, and it's an icing call. But, you know, great job by the Grizzlies' defense. They get control, make no mistakes, send it down the ice.
Yeah, as a face-off to our right here in the Grizzlies' zone, it's won by the Tigers. They're going to hold along the sideboards and backhand it behind the net. Comes all the way down to the right corner. It's Brooke Lacey playing it to the blue line. The shot on from the blue line by Laura Odland. And steered aside by Laprise, but she's going to pick up the puck and play it right under the stick of the Grizzlies. Here's a 2-on-1. Carrying it around one defender. Tries to chase it down. Does, and shoots, and a save by Laurent. That was Austin Lannan again going around the defender with a shot, but Laurent said no and shut the door on that
one. Denied, you might even say, Matt, but what a great effort by Lannan. Finds himself on a breakaway after really cutting through the defense of the Tigers, not able to convert it as it was Laurent shutting the door.
As the puck settles onto the stick of the Grizzlies in their own zone, so they're going to have to carry this out. They do. They get it to center ice. And holding onto the puck is Rodney Rafferty, getting it into the slot, but it's poked away behind the net. That was Chris Karui with the puck. But the Tigers come out with it. And here's Brianna Jones with it, holding it, showing some good stick handling it. As it down the right wing, but they're going to call this offside.
You know, with 4-on-4 hockey, Brianna Jones' skill set is exactly built for this. There's a lot more open ice, and she's such a good, fast, strong skater. Her skills really have an opportunity to shine through.
You can see her as she was gaining speed there in the neutral zone, but we're going to get a face-off in the neutral zone. It's won by the Tigers. They're chasing it down along the blue line and able to dump this one down into the corner. Try and get some offensive pressure here in the third period. A tie game, 2-2 between the Tigers and the Grizzlies.
Yeah, it's been a great game. We touched on it earlier. Very much a goaltender's duo because it's certainly not a defensive battle. Both teams are playing wide-open hockey tonight.
Yeah, both teams trying to solve those goaltenders. We'll see who can here in the third period along the sideboards. The Grizzlies chipping it into the offensive zone, but the Tigers come out with it. It's number 11, Megan Echo, with the puck, playing it off the boards to center ice. The Grizzlies going to send it right back. We're going to play the Tigers down the ice, dumping it just out of reach of icing. It's waved off, and the Tigers take possession, center it, but the Grizzlies take control. But there's a nice alert poke check by number 3, Morgan McDougal, getting a scoring opportunity there. Comes back up to the blue line. The shot deflected a couple times, bounces, but there is LaPrise to cover up.
Kelsey Campbell, she's number 19 for the Tigers, does a great job reading the play, holding the blue line, and makes no mistake when she has a shooting opportunity, sending it to the net.
And Campbell with the chance, and we're going to go down to our man in the stands, Chris Byrne.
I don't know if you guys can see it from up there, but the Grizzlies have written a couple messages to the Tigers on their stick. So little things like a girls rock, go girls go, and a couple little hearts to some of the players on the Tigers team. I don't know if that's the smartest move ever to taunt your opponent, but that's what they have done.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, it's the girls versus guys here, Tigers versus the Grizzlies. But maybe it's nice, some nice sportsmanship you see there, but also a little bit of taunting too.
Yeah, I think you might be on something. I think the taunting might be pushing past the sportsmanship. But at any rate, great fun, and it's great to see. You know, there is a lot of sportsmanship out there in this game. I think there's been 2 penalties all night.
Oh, yeah, and that's great to see. And, I mean, hey, you never know. I don't think the guys want me to say this, but maybe they have a crush on one of the girls in the opposite team. You never know.
Well, it very well could be. Great job by Rodney Rafferty, number 10 defenseman. Not just a wrist shot, Matt, but it was a snapshot. Unfortunately, just a little bit wide, but this guy's got an outstanding shot.
Yeah, so you're speculating on the schoolyard, if I hit you, I like you sort of thing?
That's what we're thinking.
The hockey
here.
Version of that?
I'm going.
That's how I met my wife, so.
On a hockey rink, I am not surprised.
Chris Byrne, our man in the stands there. We'll check back in with him in just a few minutes here, as it's still a tie game here, 2-2 at the third period. But here's Brianna Jones breaking in. The shot goes wide of the net. Again, LaPrise getting a piece of that, just threw it aside.
LaPrise comes out, takes the angle away, but it's Jones looking to snipe on the glove side, sends it a little bit wide.
Yeah, as it's deep in the Tigers zone here with just about halfway to go here in the third period. We'll take a quick break here from the Frank Lacroix Arena on TELUS Minor Hockey Week, Country 93.3.
Mary Brown's knows it takes energy to keep your minor hockey players going, especially this week. Keep them at it with a great meal from Mary Brown's. Delivery and drive-thru are now open until 11 every night. Mary Brown's, proud supporter of minor hockey in Fort McMurray. Save big on clearance items like doors and Home Hardware's inventory clearance sale in preparation for their new store. Home Hardware reminds you to play safe and have fun this Minor Hockey Week. Home Hardware, a proud supporter of Minor Hockey in Fort McMurray.
Hi, this is Guy Boutelier, your MLA. I'm proud to be a sponsor of Minor Hockey Week. I want to thank everyone who have volunteered in helping our kids. Make sure you play safe and have lots of fun. We have the energy, lots of kids' energy.
Bringing you live play-by-play action from Frank Lacroix Arena, this is TELUS Minor Hockey Week on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
Matt Williams and Bruce Ferguson here at the Frank Lacroix Arena, and just as you have it, just when luck, right, you take a break, and there's a goal. The Tigers making it 3-2 there on the shot from the blue line. I believe that was number 17, Jocelyn Melanson.
No, it was number 19. It was Kelsey Campbell, who was able to make good on a scoring opportunity, sends it to the back of the back of the net, finds the twine.
Another one of those seeing eye shots we were talking about, Bruce, where it has a couple of bit of traffic in front of the priest, who's looked very good so far today, but with a seeing eye shot like that, there's not much you can do.
No, not at all, and you look to, you know, you could see the traffic in front of him. I'm not sure he had a good look at that one, but again, great shot by Campbell.
And here are the Grizzlies pressing for the equalizer. 9:40 left here in the third period as they have it in the right corner, centering it into the slot. Here's a chance for Sheeries with a shot, but steered aside by Laurent. He's going to hold the puck on the backhand, carry it up top of the faceoff circle, holds it, dekes around one defender, take around two defenders. Here's for Sheeries into the slot. He's going to backhand it off the post. What an opportunity. Here's another shot, the rebound, and scores. The Grizzlies equalizing this on a great effort. And I believe that's number 7, Austin Lannon, with the goal.
Yeah, Austin Lannon has been a real force for the Grizzlies all night, but that whole play generates by number 19, Vashneris. Just he hangs onto the puck, waits, gets it to the net, but it's Lannon who's able to put it home.
And with a tie game, we go down to our man in the stands, Chris Byrne, on the
Tiger
bench.
And this was the go-ahead goal scorer, Kelsey Campbell. What were you thinking on that absolute howitzer of a shot?
I don't know, the score.
Just pick the top corner from the blue line, and how's you guys doing this season? How are you personally doing? Lots of goals, lots of assists?
Good, just one goal.
There we go. Back up to you guys. We're going to have to head over to the other bench as well now that we're tied.
And she makes it sound easy there with, just pick top corner, but that's a tough thing to do.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
And here are the Tigers playing it down behind the net, holding the puck. Behind there is number 12, Brianna Goloski. Into the corner. It's going to come onto the stick of the Grizzlies. They're fighting for the puck and picked up by Brianna Jones. The Tigers playing it up to the blue line, but nobody there, and it's going to bounce into the neutral zone.
Yeah, you know, it was a great play. The thought was there to get it back to the blue line, let that big blue line of theirs shoot and fire away. They've had a lot of success at the Tigers from there. Unfortunately, the defense just not holding the line at that time.
Yeah, and here's a fight for the puck, and it's going to come out behind the Grizzlies. Net to our right, played all the way to the blue line for Tristan Mercredi. He tries to keep it in, but a nice poke check there by the Tigers sends it back in. But a hard slapper is going to send the Grizzlies on a 2-on-1 break here down the right wing. Centers it in front of Laurent, but she steers it aside with the stick. It's going to bounce in the slot, come up to the blue line. The shot blocked. It trickles into the faceoff circle. The shot, it hits the side of the net, and Laurent covers it up.
Great
face-off.
Great job, Matt, by Laurent. You know, recognizing this is game very well could end in a tie, and she continues to play just incredibly stellar. And, but, you know, the play of the Grizzlies, they've really amped it up, particularly on the offensive side, creating these scoring opportunities. It's Austin Lennon yet again, unfortunately just not able to get it to the back of the net.
As we have a tie game, and the face-off in the neutral zone won by the Tigers. With the puck, they're going to play it off the boards, but kept in by the Grizzlies for a few seconds. But the Tigers come in, sweep, pick that puck up. It's Jocelyn Melanson playing it in the offensive zone, but sent back out by the Grizzlies. All the way back down to the Tigers zone to our left here. Starting to create a rush here. They play it to center ice for Larissa Hanhart. And sent back to center ice by the Grizzlies, and they're just going to dump this puck down deep into the left corner.
Yeah, once again, it's Kelsey Campbell holding that red line, negating the icing, sending it all the way into the Grizzlies zone.
And on the blue line, there's Campbell again playing it into the corner. The Tigers center it into the slot, but it's sent back out to the blue line for Campbell. She sends a wrister that deflects a couple times. It comes out to the left corner. The Tigers center it, hits the side of the net, and the Grizzlies are going to pick it up and hold the puck. It's Jacob Clark with it. Behind the net, feeling some pressure. He plays it off the boards, but it's intercepted by the Tigers in the faceoff circle. The shot, a save by Laprise, the bouncing puck there. And the shot, I believe that was that Jacob Clark with the shot there?
I think it might have been, but again, you know, back to the Laprise, continues to be tested, and he has to be sharp to keep the Grizzlies in this game.
At the blue line, the Tigers playing it down into the faceoff circle. Shot there, bounces into the slot. The initial save by Laprise, it bounces, and he's able to cover that up. It was Emily Mittelstadt with the shot for the Tigers.
Yeah, Mittelstadt's been all over the ice as well. Another one of these players doesn't make a lot of mistakes there. But great play by the defense for the Grizzlies. If Jacob Park really supporting the play.
And we head down to the Grizzlies bench to join Chris Byrne.
Yeah, we're talking with the goal equalizer, Austin Lennon, with a beautiful pass from Jake Vashness. Just talk a little bit about that dirty goal he scored.
He just dumped it in, and I got it behind the net, and I decided to go for the wraparound.
There you go, just that easy. You want to say hi to anyone?
Hi, Mom.
And he's got a number 8 and a big heart on his stick, so maybe that helped with the goal as well. Back up to you guys.
All right, thanks, Chris. Here as we're approaching the 5-minute mark, still a tie game 3-3 here at the Frank LaCroix Arena. It's kept in by the Grizzlies in their on the offensive zone. So they're going to hold it behind the net, but it's picked up by the Tigers. They're going to chip it to the sideboards. Not out. Kept in by the Grizzlies. Again, that's number 10, that's Rodney Rafferty.
Yeah, Rafferty's been real stellar back there on the blue line for the Grizz.
As the Tigers again trying to crack this forecheck, they carry it across the blue line, over to center ice, down the right wing. The pass there from Emily Mittelstadt, just a little bit off, and the Grizzlies pick it up and play it off their end boards. It's going to come up to the sideboards, but intercepted by the Tigers. Here's an offensive chance. They're going to carry it into the slot. The pass just deflects over the stick, and kept in the blue line by Campbell there, and it's a race for the puck. Going after it is a Grizz and a Tiger, but it comes onto the stick of Rafferty. He's going to carry it across the blue line. Here's his shot. He shoots, and a save by Laurent. A glove save just over the pad, keeping it a tie game.
Grizzlies number 10, Rodney Rafferty. He's been dangerous all night. Picks up the puck, steps in over the blue line, leans into the shaft, bends it, sends it, but it's Alanis Morissette for the Tigers. She's the goaltender and been outstanding for her club all night. Makes the stop.
And the faceoff to our left, deep in the Tigers' zone. Comes out to the blue line, is won by the Grizzlies. They're going to chip it back down into the corner. It's number 5, Chris Karuri. Coming in, playing it around to the sideboards, but it's picked up by the Tigers. They're going to carry it across center ice, down the right wing, but number 15, Nikyla Butts, knocked off the puck. It bounces into the faceoff circle, still in the Grizzlies zone. They're going to chip it across the blue line. A collision there. Looks like everybody's okay. The puck settles at center ice. It's the Grizzlies playing it into the Tigers zone, but no Grizzlies around. So here come the Tigers. It's turned over, though. So here come the Grizzlies. Number 2, that's Cole Clark with a shot that goes wide of the net. Laurent falls, but she's able to get back up. And here are the Grizzlies in the slot. The puck chipped back out to the sideboards. into the corner.
Nice play by Cole Clark for the Grizzlies. Sends in the puck in on net. He recognizes he has a shooting lane. Takes full advantage of it.
So here are the Tigers with the puck across center ice. A chase for the puck with Brianna Jones down the right wing. Here's an offensive chance. A shot right into the chest of Labrice.
Yeah, it was Jones with her great speed. She's explosive. Had a great opportunity. She's streaking down the right wing. She's a right-handed shot, and it's a snapshot on the pipes. But great defensive play by Daniel Foley to keep that play to the outside.
I just had to make a quick mention there, guys. In First World Broadcasting, you never make mention of any mistakes. I think you just called the Tigers goaltender Alanis Morissette, Bruce.
Oh. Laurent, I hope that radio's
Let's,
not
where's
on.
Where's our tape? Can we go back and check that out?
That's a 24-hour period. Maybe tomorrow we'll go over
Alanis,
that.
I think my parents used to listen to Alanis Morissette, Chris. I don't even know who that is.
Oh, as we've got 2:30 left here in the third period. And the Grizzlies with the puck bringing it into the offensive zone, but turn it over. And here's number 11. It's Megan Eckel with the puck. Plays it around the boards, into the corner. The Grizzlies are trying to get some pressure. A nice one-timer there. Hits the side of the net. By the wraparound there, Laurent staying keen there in the shot again from the slot by Lucas Clark. Steered aside by Laurent.
Nice play by Laurent yet again. She's been solid back there. Really keeping the Tigers in this one.
And here's the Tigers playing it down the ice. No icing as Jacob Clark is going to pick up the puck. Holds it. And the defenseman plays a long pass off the stick, deflected by Lucas Clark. So no icing. It's going to go behind the Tigers' net and picked up by number 18, Hannah Paul.
Yeah, big fan still of Jacob Park. Outstanding defensive play for the Grizzlies. Sends it up the ice.
And the puck's selling just inside the Tigers' blue line, but they're going to carry it out down the left wing. It's Leah Friesen, the birthday girl. The puck, though, poked free and onto the stick of number 5, Chris Karui. Knocked away, though, and here come the Tigers. They're going to come across center ice, down the right wing, into the offensive zone. It's Emily Mittelstad showing some moves, shoots, and a save. Rebound! Oh, hits! I think Labrice got a piece of that.
He sure did. He sprawled out the right pad and is able to kick that one safely into the corner.
And here comes an offensive rush for the Grizzlies. Down the right wing, it's Fischeris with the puck, backhands it, and a save by Laurent! Covers up the puck, and we've got a face-off. 1:13 to go in the third period, a tie game.
Great job by Vacheris. He cuts to the net, hangs onto the puck, almost finds the twine, if not for the outstanding play of Alanis Laurent.
So we've got a good finish here at the Frank Lacroix Arena. 3-3, and you can see some extra emphasis in that name there.
Yeah, it's been confirmed that I might have said Morissette.
All right, here are the Grizzlies with control of the puck in the offensive zone. They're going to carry it on the backhand, centering it, and there's Laurent. There's a rebound. It scores. Fischeris with the shot and the goal to put them ahead 4-3, the Grizzlies.
You know, Fischeris has been all over the ice. He's been outstanding, making the most of each and every opportunity. He's been denied a number of times by Laurent. This time, makes no mistake, finds the twine as Alanis was down and out after she made the first save.
And, yeah, Laurent, with a good opportunity there with the first save, but we go down to the Tigers.
I think this may be twice in a row now that I've jinxed something on the bench. They're going to bar me from this arena pretty soon. I was just asking what happens after regulation play seconds before that goal is scored. I'm going to get kicked off the Tigers bench. You know what? I don't know if my car is going to start.
You might want to make the way over to the Grizzlies bench because there is a timeout called here with 1 minute and 11 seconds left in the third period, 4-3 for the Grizzlies. But a game you kind of can't fault both goaltenders. They've really shown some good skills
here
today.
It's been an outstandingly played game. You know, we talked about it earlier. This is exactly what you're hoping for when you pull out of your driveway and you're on the way to the arena. 4-3, a minute and 11 seconds left in the third. One-goal game. Just a great played hockey game by both sides.
Maybe we can get Chris Byrne to predict the score of the game or just say it's going to be 4-3. Then you can jinx it. Maybe
how about we'll get a tie game. I wanted to do this yesterday. Why don't we play pond hockey rules? Next goal wins.
Yeah, we got a minute 11. I think I heard somebody's mom calling that they have to come in for dinner.
Street lights are on. We got to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Car.
As the timeout is just winding down here, so a minute 11. If you're just joining us in, it's Telus Minor Hockey Week here on Country 93.3. Matt Williams here filling in for Tyler King today doing play-by-play, and Bruce Ferguson to my left doing color, and then our man in the stands, the magnificent Chris Byrne. We got a good one for you. A minute 11 here as the face-off at center ice is won by the Tigers. They're going to carry it down the left wing, pressing here as the goaltender heads to the bench, so they're going to get the extra attacker onto the ice with a minute left here, down by one. The Tigers pressing behind the Grizzlies' net into the corner, chipping away, and it's going to be Jacob Clark picking it up for the Grizzlies. He backhands it. It's blocked, though, and still in the corner, deep in the offensive zone for the Tigers. Grizzlies clearing it around, but it comes to the sideboards and picked up by the Tigers. That's Kyla Butts playing it behind the net. But again, picked up by the Grizzlies. Not out, though. At the blue line, kept in by the Tigers, chipping it down into the corner. 38 seconds to go here. 4-3 game. Tigers with the extra attacker on the ice. It comes into the slot. The shot is saved by Laprise. Rebounds. Oh, the shot. Another save by Laprise, hacking away at it. And Laprise covering up the puck there. Three good chances.
Laprise definitely earns his keep here. As it's just a flurry of Tigers in the blue paint. You can see the Tigers' strategy. Get it to number eight, Brianna Jones. You can see the Grizzly strategy. Keep it away from number eight, Brianna Jones.
As three players there chipping away at the puck. And again, we're going to have another timeout called here. 27 seconds left in the third period. 4-3.
Good strategy. Checking the momentum here. It's a gut check opportunity for both clubs. And I think the Grizzlies calling the timeout right now, recognizing that their club is under siege right here with the Tigers pressing in.
Yeah, no matter what the outcome of this game, it's a good teaching moment for the coaches and the players here. A 4-3 game, 27 seconds left.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for both teams, they've played just so well offensively and defensively. They've stayed out of the penalty box, done a lot of good things here tonight.
A teaching moment, and also maybe a chance for all the parents that are in the audience to get a cardiac test as well. I mean, I'm sure their hearts are in their sleeve or in their throats right now.
Yeah, it's been a great game.
I think everybody's taking a deep breath there. I think I saw you take a deep breath down there, Chris.
I don't want to have a coronary on the bench. I don't think that they'd be able to cart me across the ice.
Yeah, that ice is only so thick, Chris. So.
might take five or six players to carry you down there.
We could hook the Zamboni up to you.
I'll just stay till the gold medal game.
So as the players return to the ice here, face off to our right. Again, extra attacker on the ice for the Tigers with 27 seconds left and down by one. As the Grizzlies win the faceoff, they try to clear it out, and they do. It goes down the ice. It's trickling. Has the line, but not enough juice on it, as Brianna Jones is going to chase the puck down. 19 seconds to go. It's poked free, though, but the Tigers able to clear to the neutral zone. Here's Rafferty with a shot from the center ice, but it's blocked. The Tigers again picking up, trying to get steam again with the empty net to our left here. Tigers trying to get the equalizer here. 5 seconds to go. 3 seconds to go in the third period. It goes behind the net, and it looks like that is all she wrote here today. A great effort by both teams, but this is going to be a 4-3 final for the Grizzlies over the Tigers.
And for the Tigers, it's definitely a heartbreaking game. I thought they played well enough. But to only lose by a goal is certainly outstanding. The Grizzlies coming back after a first period, maybe a little bit of a soft start for them. They're able to respond to the Tigers' attack and come out with a victory.
And we'll take a quick break here as we wait for the player of the game ceremony here from the Frank LaCroix Arena. It's Telus Minor Hockey Week on Country 93.3.
Mary Browns knows it takes energy to keep your minor hockey players going, especially this week. Keep them at it with a great meal from Mary Browns. Delivery and drive-thru are now open until 11 every night. Mary Browns, proud supporter of minor hockey in Fort McMurray.
Winning a Stanley Cup starts here. Telus Minor Hockey Week continues on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
It's Matt Williams back here, and along with Bruce Ferguson and our man in the stands, Chris Byrne, for Telus Minor Hockey Week on Country 93.3. All teams shaking hands here, congratulating each other on a great game, a 4-3 final, Bruce.
You know, that's a very good point. You know, both clubs meeting at center ice, shaking hands, really demonstrating the true meaning of our sport and the sportsmanship involved. Way to go.
And so a 4-3 final here, a very close contested game for both teams, as both coaches are going to be trying to sort out the player of the game, but many, many players across both teams deserving of that award.
Lots of great candidates. I'm glad I'm not tasked with that one to pick a player of the game, because they've just all played so well. It was such a fun game to watch.
As both coaches come onto the ice here, we'll send it down to our man in the stands, Chris Byrne. Chris, are you there? Your recap on the game.
I definitely am. Well, from my vantage point, I mean, this was 2 3-1 teams, and what a great game. We were already predicting it. Here we go.
So it looks like the player of the game is Alyssa Laurent.
Alanis Laurent, great job, well deserving of that distinction. Played very solid for the Tigers.
And for the Grizzlies, giving it to number two, which is Cole Clark. You guys may have seen the change I made up on your score sheet. Congratulations to both those players. We're going to get some comments from them as soon as I can sort them out in this team.
Great job by Cole Clark. And hey, Matt, what'd you think of the officiating of tonight's game?
You know what?
You can be honest, because you're not a coach or a player.
No, I think it was a well-officiated game, a very clean game between these two teams. The sportsmanship between them, great today. And I can see Tyler King, a guy who's usually a little critical of the officials, kind of shaking his head over there. But I don't think even Tyler could criticize the officials out there today. It was a very well-called game.
Yeah, I thought it was, too. You know, a great, great job by the officials in Minor Hockey Week. They continue to do just a great job for our association.
And now we send it down to our man on the stands, Chris Bird.
Yeah, and with the winning player of the game, Cole Clark, just thoughts on your game, man.
It was a pretty good game, and they played really hard. And they're a really tough team to beat. And we just played better this time.
And how many games you guys got before we hit some gold medal action?
I think just one. I don't know how many.
There we go. So you guys credited him with a couple goals. I think you may have accidentally done it, but it's all right. It's your first time, Matt. It's all good.
I think we're in a generous mood up here, Bruce. It's Minor Hockey Week.
Cole played outstanding, you know, and he's such a gentleman. He's not going to chisel him. He'll give him back.
No, not at all. So we'll come back here to Frank Lacroix Arena for the recap of the game here, looking ahead to the gold medal game, too, on Sunday. It's Tell Us Minor Hockey Week on Country 93.3.
Mary Brown's knows it takes energy to keep your minor hockey players going, especially this week. Keep them at it with a great meal from Mary Brown's. Delivery and drive-through are now open until 11 every night. Mary Brown's. Proud supporter of Minor Hockey in Fort McMurray.
Live from Frank Lacroix Arena, Tell Us Minor Hockey Week continues on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
We're back at the Frank Lacroix Arena. It's Matt Williams here filling in for Tyler King today, along with Bruce Ferguson on color commentary, and also our man in the stands, Chris Byrne, who did a fantastic job here today. But Bruce, an awesome game here between these two teams today.
Wasn't that a lot of fun? That's, you know, that just personifies what minor hockey is all about, the sportsmanship, you know, the closeness of the hockey game, the respect factor that you could clearly see by the players to not just each other, but to the coaches and the officials. It really, really exemplifies what our game is supposed to be all about.
And it's great. I mean, you look outside the sport, you look some of these players, a lot of these players go to the same school. You kind of teach that camaraderie, that respect for each other growing up. And, you know, it was cool talking to Chris Burner, saying a lot of the players had those written messages for the girls on their stick, the guys versus girls. So
you know, good point, Matt. And that's all in good fun. Believe me, there's nothing, there's no malicious intent or anything like that. And you know that's for certain because of the way they play. There's no behind, there's no liberties being taken. There's no hits from behind. There's no stick work. So, clearly, anything like that is done in good fun, and I think that's the way it was interpreted.
And it was a very clean game, and saw a lot of skill out there, both ends of the puck.
Oh, isn't that the truth? You know, and the effort level, and the level of compete by all players, whether, you know, they had a chance to get to the puck, or if it was clearly out of their sticks range, that effort was always there, and you could never question it. It was just fantastic to watch.
And a quick reminder that if you listen to today's game, want a copy of it, you can download it on mymcmurray.com. Just head over to the sports page, or click on the Tell Us Minor Hockey link, and you can get a copy of that about 24 hours from now. We'll let our technical people do all the sorting there. A little bit over my head, but I saved my thanks for the end here, and I want to thank you, Bruce Ferguson, here on color commentary. It's been a pleasure, a treat calling the game here with you today. A lot of fun.
Thanks, Matt. Again, my pleasure. A lot. Yeah, you're absolutely right. A lot of fun. That's what it's all about.
And we'll see you, I take it, Sunday for the gold medal game up at the Kasman Center.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got that booked, circled on the calendar, and again, can't wait.
And all right. Well, thank you very much, Bruce, and have a good night. I save my thanks also for Chris Byrne. Our man in stands today did an awesome job out there, jumping around seat to seat, bench to bench. Also to Tyler King for showing me the ropes today for when he's going to be on the road for the Oil Barons this upcoming week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can hear the games on Country 93.3, the schedule over at oilbarons.com. And last but not least, I say my biggest thanks for Mr. Mike Hemptich back in our Country 93.3 studio, keeping us on air and keeping us going here from Frank Lacroix Arena. And I'm going to say thank you. Have a good night. Thank you for listening. It's Matt Williams here from Frank Lacroix Arena. It's Tell Us Minor Hockey Week here on Country 93.3.
Bringing you live play-by-play action from Frank Lacroix Arena. This is Tell Us Minor Hockey Week on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.